negative examples they're forced to look at, and they also have the positive models of Mary, of David, and of the Emperor Trajan.
Dante does something very ingenious at this particular point. He's looking at them, and he's saying, wow, that's really that really hurts a lot. But then the closer he looks, the more he describes what he sees in terms of images drawn from the world of art. He says they're all hunched over, and they look like a corbel. Corbel is basically something at the bottom of a column, okay? Sometimes you'll see it sort of in the basement, in the crypt of a cathedral, and sometimes to kind of fit the architectural space, again, if you get down in your humped over position and do that, they look like that. Right. Not as charming, but and not as well dressed, but essentially you've got the same kind of thing. Right. Dante says they were hunched over, so that's what they look like. Well, notice that if he's describing the work of art as though it were natural, he's describing something natural now as though it were a work of art, linking them together. And I think that the point of this is that what he wants us to see is that, in fact, there are two different kinds of works of art here, both, if you will, sculpted by the hand of God, the finished series of scenes around the column, and the work of art in process of the souls. In other words, what he's trying to get us to see is that the souls can be looked at as art in progress on their way to purgation, and that, of course, they are therefore being sculpted by the hand of God. They are God's art as he's in the process of trying to perfect them. And indeed, it seems to me that he uses some more language that makes this identification all but inevitable. At the end of Canto 10, saying that, you know, let me tell you about how painful this was for them. Some of them were more compressed, some less, as more or less weight pressed on each one's back. I won't ask Bill to do all of that
at the same time,
although he was very good. I think if there's an Oscar here for, best supporting...
Call on me anytime to be a grotesque.
Supporting Corbel,
right.
You've got it. But even the most patient of them all seemed, through his tears, to say, I can't go on. Okay, that's not what they were actually saying. That's what it looked like they were saying because of their position. So that there you have the sense of sight, but it's so vivid he thinks he hears something, just as before when he was looking at the work of art, it was so vivid that he thought he heard the work of art actually speaking. Okay, one other little bit of ingenuity here. It's probably not surprising to you to realize that in Dante's own lifetime, the Annunciation was a very popular and common theme for painting. So that in describing this, he's describing what actual artists in his own lifetime were doing, and artists, of course, in earlier generations as well. It was quite common for some of those to be sort of mixed media events also. You would have the angel and you would have the virgin, and between the angel and the virgin were lines drawn, and very often written there were the words of the angel and the words of the virgin. Okay? So that the idea of taking it and turning it into a mixed media event was something that artists in Dante's own lifetime had already done. But what's kind of nifty about the way Dante takes over it is that we're doing it much better. We did it so realistically that you really did think they were speaking. All right? So that shows how God's art outdoes the art of any real painter in his own lifetime.
If Canto 10 of Purgatory is largely a description of what Dante sees, Canto 11 contains discussions with several of the sinners, the repentant sinners, that Dante meets here on the Terrace of Pride. And it's a very interesting way that Dante sets up this canto. Again, remember, the sin is pride. And when we think about that, we're again taken back to that story of Farinata and his buddy Cavalcante in Inferno 10. It seems to me that what Dante does here in Purgatory is play off that canto in some very specific and direct ways. For example, you may recall in Inferno 10, Dante first talks to Farinata about politics, and then Cavalcante about poetry, and then Farinata again about politics. There's that rhythm of politics to poetry to politics. Exactly the same rhythm takes place in Purgatory 11. Dante talks to one figure about politics, to one about art. In this case, it's about painting, and in particular the painting of